Dandy the Highway Lion, written by Stephanie Sorrell and read by John Vose. Moving to London was the worst thing that had ever happened to Hattie and Ben. But then, they met the lion. They had been ejected from the house by the weary housekeeper, Mrs. Doncaster, who said she couldn't stand the sight of their miserable faces on such a lovely day, and told them to go to the park and enjoy themselves. They wandered around, glaring at the cheerfully quacking ducks in the pond, and eventually ended up on the only bench that wasn't full of other people having fun. "Do you want to play a game?" said Ben. He didn't sound like he cared whether or not Hattie agreed. He was kicking his heels against the leg of the bench, scowling at the bright summer sun. He'd had no chance to get himself as messy as he liked to be, and for once he looked quite respectable. His blonde hair, which usually stuck out in all directions, was still neatly smoothed down. His face, which was round and freckled, had no streaks of dirt anywhere on it, and there was barely even a crease in his trousers. Hattie looked almost the complete opposite of her brother, tall and rounded where he was short and bony, with dark, uncontrollable curls tied back out of her face. "I wish we were at home," he said, for perhaps the 20th time that week, when Hattie didn't reply. She sighed and clenched her teeth to stop herself snapping at her brother. It wasn't his fault they'd been forced to live in London, and how could she blame him for voicing the wish she made every single day herself? At first, they had spent their time dreaming up outlandish plans to get back home to Derbyshire, but they always got stuck because they couldn't think of anything that would stop their parents dragging them back to London, and the game quickly stopped being fun. Hattie suddenly felt guilty. Ben was only 10, and she was 12, and she'd grown so much recently that people often thought she was older. As Mrs. Doncaster kept telling her, she was in charge. She was supposed to be entertaining him. "All right. I spy. You first," Hattie said. It was their fallback whenever there was nothing better to play. They were too old for it, really. But Ben was an I spy genius. Somehow, he always managed to find practically unguessable objects. She waited while he gazed around for a suitably impossible choice. Knowing Ben, it'd probably be something like the grain of wood in the bench or the pupils in her eyes. She gave her brother a minute and then turned back to him, beginning to grow impatient. Ben was wide-eyed, wearing a look of complete astonishment, which vanished instantly when he noticed her attention was on him. "Are you ready?" she asked him. He hesitated before a grin spread over his face.